At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wamit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Hello, welcome back to the Rocket League. I'm a mess. When's the last time we did a Rocket League episode? This is the beginning. Unbelievable. The ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. I'm your host, LeZero, and I'm joined by Webs. How's it going, Webs?
I'm doing pretty good. I think this one is going to be a great episode because we started off like that.
Perfect. I would like to, first of all, and I'm going to actually send this... how do I even start this? We're gonna go right into our week in Rocket League. That's gonna be the first step.
Okay.
Our listeners may include now some of my friends from my soccer team.
That's so exciting. We have new people that sell my old house.
they were there, but this is the other soccer team, technically competitive. Anyway, all good. They talked about Smooth Brain, so that's the episode they listened to. There you go. So Smooth Brain talk, that's the one they happen to fall into. But shout out to them. Shout out to the one that's getting married. Congrats. You know who you are. I'll be at the wedding. Amazing. But are we can rock league? Are you ready, Wabs?
I am ready.
I played with him in twos. We played a whole bunch of twos. So here we go, Wabs.
The friend that's getting married?
The friend that's getting married, yeah.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, so we'll feature him on this podcast. This is my gift. No. This is my whole gift, okay? 10 minutes, beginning of the show, that's it. You're done. nothing else. You know what? I'm not even going to the wedding now. This is all you're getting. Now I have to think of like a title that would get him to listen to it without me being like, you know, secret hint, nudge. Maybe you should listen to this episode.
Is your lack of presence.
Is my lack of presence. Wow. Are you trying to tell me something? Has he told you something? I don't know. Anyway, we played some Rocket League. It was really funny. It was really interesting. So we're playing twos. Mm-hmm. From what my friend was saying the whole time is that usually he's like the better player in the lobby. Mm-hmm. And he's usually playing with a friend that's like a lower rank.
So he has a consistent twos partner.
He has a consistent twos partner that he's better than, like significantly better than, or way better than, because that might be the other guy from the soccer team. So this might, anyway, joke happens. Okay, good. So he's playing dude. And the one thing he was saying is like, as we were playing, he's like, oh, I've never been like the person that's like, not as good, right? Like the person not carrying the games. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun because I gave him the experience of champ twos Rocket League. There you go. But we started off like terribly. Like I think we lost two or three in a row. Uh-huh. Like it was like there, but I was like still in. I'm like, okay, let's keep going.
Warm up games, they don't count. They never
exactly.
Count.
That's exactly what I said. Mm-hmm. And like by the end of it, I think we had a decent run. I think we had like six or seven in a row after that. So
nice, not bad.
We kind of killed it. Yeah, it was fun. It was honestly, I mean, we've said this for a while, but I feel with Rocket League, if I could play twos and threes exclusively, then I would do it. You know, like that would that would be way more fun than just playing solo. So
with partners, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not talking about ones. I mean, yeah. You know what I mean, okay?
You play twos and threes exclusively. I don't need this reality. What do you mean? But no, having people join you for your sessions, yeah. Playing with friends makes there such a big difference to the
game. Such a big difference. So I want to shout them out. This is fun. This is good. The next thing I want to say as well, while I'm on this ramble, shout out to our patron. Mm-hmm.
actually though.
You know, okay, so we need to like take a second, okay? Are you ready, Babs?
Yes.
The fact that I went blah, blah, and that reminded me of our patrons, what does that mean?
That's where we're at. That's the mental state. That's what happens when we are, let me try and find a number. There's no number here. 2024 in August. That's in September. Is this for August? No. We've already done the August episode. What happened?
This is the August episode.
This is the August episode?
Yes, because, okay, so this is what happened. We essentially, our goal, we're kind of trying to like work around the worlds happening in 5 days.
We planned this very intentionally.
We wanted a pre-show and a post-show. So you're getting two September episodes relatively quick, one after the other, just so you can encompass that. So there'll be, there's a bigger break from before, but here you are.
Okay.
You get the pre-show.
Now I'm caught up. I'm understanding.
We did have this conversation as to what the plan was in like June, but like we actually did on a show or a pre-show, but now you remember it. So it's good. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. When we had that conversation, I thought that this current show that we're doing right now was the September show. And then the one after was the October show. I had that mixed up.
No, somehow. We're doing double September shows.
Okay.
And then we're caught up. Let me thank Zodiac 22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear. Frank. Awesomeness, Digital Toast. Rook and Young Slug. What's up? I feel like that was the first original in a while. I don't know. I like that one.
I like that one.
It was nice. Yeah.
I just want to ask the people. You can respond out loud right now. You don't have to tell me. Who else thought that Lazero was just saying because he forgot and was like, should I say this? Should I tell him it's Aruk here? Because I know.
You know what? I don't know. Would that ruin the authenticity of an Aruk?
It would. That's why I didn't jump in, because I realized before I said it. But
is it like, when did you realize? Was it when the clapping started? Or was that still like, no, he's really desperate now. Like, he's struggling.
That's where I was at. I was like, oh man, he's going deep here. What's going on? That's like the fourth hit. I was like, oh, this is a rhythm. He knows what he's doing.
Oh my goodness. you're like, you can't have that good rhythm. Like,
that's not accidental. He's doing something here. He's cooking.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I feel like I'm getting heartburn from that. Okay. So
that was your week in Rocket League.
That was our week in Rocket League.
Whoa, that was your week in Rocket League.
No, but I haven't thrown it to you yet. So, what I would like to also say, our week in Rocket League. Is I ended up doing while waiting to play those games, I ended up doing the dribble challenge.
Oh,
because I hadn't done it in forever, like
Did
forever,
you finish it?
Forever. I've beaten it now.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I literally beat it once and then hadn't played that since. Mm-hmm. But after doing it was so funny because then I'm going to this two zombies, which is like slightly lower rank. I felt like I could carry like crazy. It was fun.
Felt like a god. I actually love doing the dribble challenge, or I loved doing the dribble challenge in like low champ, because you really do have a lot of space, and the whole difference between whether or not you're able to use that space is how good you are at dribbling and how good you are at catching.
Exactly. Yeah.
So if you practice it, oh my god, it's great. The world's your oyster.
That was your beginner's corner. How was your week in Rocket League, Maps?
My week in Rocket League has ended with being proud of you for doing dribbling challenge. I'm very proud of you for that. but it began after, I think it's, let me count. I think it was 6 weeks of not playing. Is that correct? When did the season start?
That was about right.
That sounds about right. I think that's about how long it's been. Maybe give or take of a week or two. It's been a while. It's been a minute. And last week, moved to a new place, fully settled in, computer set up. I was like, I think I was it's waiting time. For, I was waiting for something. I was doing, I was doing some mandatory things for work, and I was like, I don't care, but I need to be here for this. I need to be physically present as a body. I do not need to be mentally present as a person. So I put my mental presence somewhere else and was like, it's game time. Let me go back to the golden gates of Rocket League. So I opened it up. I hop into training. I'm like, I literally cannot move. I am playing slightly better than Lazero. This is the worst I've been in years.
Whoa, are you okay? Hold on. Because, okay, so going way back to some of our first episodes, there was like a promise made.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's like an unspoken promise that we've made.
Mm-hmm.
That I would have succeeded in Rocket League the second I catch up to WAPS.
I said, no. I said I was still slightly better. You were close.
Are you still? No. Hold on. But what I'm trying to say is, are you telling me there's a chance?
give me 5 seconds to continue my explanation here.
Oh, please do. Yes.
Because while my physical abilities may have been slightly better than the level of Zero, the worst I'd been in years, unquestionably so. So awkward on the field, didn't understand anything about my car. I was like, you know what? I haven't played in this long. I don't really care. I'm just here for some vibes. I want to hop into a game and not look at the thing on my second monitor because I don't want to be looking at that. That's work things. I'm here for not that, but to physically be present for those work things. So I look at my other monitor. I look at Rocket League. I open up the search bar. I press play online. I somehow navigate the menus that are still broken and they still make me mad to hit the Q ranked button. Then I look at my rank and I'm like, I'm low C3. I can't believe this. The world sucks, but I do too. So I hop in and it's great. What ends up happening is I think I lose the first one. No, I didn't lose the first one. And then you might think like, oh, wow, beginner's luck. Because I was a beginner again. Then I didn't lose the second one. Then I was like, you know, I'm going to keep on going. I didn't lose the third one. I was like, okay, keep on going. This keeps on happening. I'm just sitting there being like, I'm like a 1400, or at the time, I think I was almost in 1300. I was at 1420 when I started. Because Baka's mod is still on my computer. And I looked at it and I was like, damn. I don't like seeing these numbers. These numbers make me sad. But I don't care. It's ranked. I haven't played this game in 6 weeks. So I'm playing. And I continue playing. By the end of the session, I think I have the right starting number. I'm not entirely sure if it was 13 or 14. Wherever C3 is. By the end of it, I've gained 100 MMR. I'm like, my work is done. My literal work has been completed. I've finished all of the modules. I don't have to be physically present here anymore. And my mental work, the glory of returning to the golden age of slightly, of barely edging into GC and not quite there yet, but I'm close. It's done. I'm there. I can take a break. I can walk away for another 6 weeks and not care. Because I know I still got it. I'm still a GC-ish almost player. I know I'm still better than Zero. And that's all I need. That's
chapter
my week.
End. No, you know what I'll say to that? After you said all that, you took us on a journey, okay? Yeah. A storybook ending there.
Mm-hmm.
All I heard is that in order to hit GC, you only have to be just slightly better.
No.
Lazero. So what you're telling me?
No. You have to be physically slightly better than Lazero. My physical capabilities, how I felt with my car, was like, I'm almost at the level of Lazero. This is the worst. I hate this. My emotional being, my mental being,
Oh boy,
my
okay,
inner...
I see a patchy strays now. Okay, all right, keep
my
going.
Inner core.
No, keep it coming. What else? Just keep telling me.
The inner innate ability of a Rocket League player. All of these factors. They were unprecedented. Far above and beyond anything Illazero could ever hope to achieve. And that was the difference. Because when I stopped playing for 6 weeks for a reason. I was tilted. The people I was playing with were low C3s. They made me mad. They're bad at the game. When I came back, I was like, I'm bad too. So I'm going to beat them. Because I'm slightly better than them too.
You had to, okay, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, but you, okay, so Wabs is a GC skill level player that had to let himself die, uh-huh. Okay, be brought down to the depths of a skill ability of a C player,
uh-huh.
In order to then progress in those ranks.
I have to drop down to a C1 because my super giga brain SSL almost GC2 brain has to be brought back, be kept in check because my normal C1-ish hands that can't keep up as is balance out to a C3. That's the problem. I need diamond. I need plat in my physical abilities. To maintain and balance myself out to a proper,
slightly better,
C3
yeah, slightly
that
better
brings C3. Me all the way up to that almost GC spot, where can when I my hands reach out and finally catch up to a so almost acceptable C1, maybe C2, then I can ascend to GC. That's what I need.
You're like an AI that is like the StarCraft. StarCraft had like an alpha. Drinks up. StarCraft had an alpha. Like, you know how like there's like AlphaGo and like thing like that figured out Go. There's like they did one for like StarCraft, and essentially what they did in order to make it like quote unquote fair is they cap the amount of like actions it could do.
Yep. APM.
Like physical actions it could do. Yeah. APM. Mm-hmm. So you're in order. Like, you having too many possibilities disallows you, like, you think too far ahead of what the players are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you actually, that's what you're doing. You're giving yourself, a cap limit on actions
in
order to further.
This is the cope I needed. This is the smoke that I needed to realize who I am at heart. A good Rocket League player.
I'm good that you finally got there, because I've been working on this for like five and three quarters years, mm-hmm. to like get you to really appreciate how good you are at the game. Yeah. And I feel like I finally succeeded.
And now let me catch you up to right now. After this glorious thing, where if you look at
my goodness,
history,
okay.
It's not done. I ain't done yet. If you look at my match history, you're like, this person got boosted, no doubt. That's too many wins in a row. That's a full rank. That nobody does this. Literally impossible. Never happened. After I stopped, I was like, damn, I can't even make GC. I'm so bad at this game.
Jeez.
And that's where my week ended. We'll see how
it
goes.
You know what, though? You know what, the Wabs?
Uh-huh.
I feel like we provide a very special gift with this podcast.
Yeah.
We give other players relatability. Because if there's one thing that any competitive Rocket League player has ever felt,
uh-huh.
is that they keep telling themselves that the next rank is when they are good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you, you will never be good enough.
It's true.
So give up. So give up. You thought I was going to say that's okay. Nah.
No. Give up, except where you are.
Nihilism? No. What I was going to say is that rank won't give you happiness. And it is okay to strive for perfection and never achieve it, mm-hmm. as long as that is done with the acceptance of the artful, like the glorious nature of striving for something as a goal, like as a wonderful thing. Yeah,
incredible.
Get out of here.
Beautiful.
Go home. Sorry, that was just the other part of me. I just had to balance out the positive talk for a second.
Yeah. Great weeks. So that was our week in Rock League.
This is a great our week in Rock League. We haven't done this in a while. Jesus. But yeah. Speaking of what's happening this week in Rock League,
our next week in Rocket League.
First time ever. The RLCS World Championship is happening in September. This is a big change, actually. Before we even get into it, because what we're going to do is we're going to do predictions, right? So we're going to do kind of general who we think, like top three, and general predictions of who's getting out of the group stages. But we won't do a recording until after the actual World Championships is done. But one thing that I want to mention is that this is in contrast to last year where we had like a 6-month gap before we had RLCS come back. So I think this is a little better planned. People are back from their summers. This is a nice, like, you know, fall thing they can look forward to. And yeah, I'm pretty excited. They have some good sponsors already. Progressive, Mobile One, Ally, NASCAR, Blacklight. I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of car sponsors in this, which
they should be.
What? Well, this is the thing. It's like, how do I say this? I don't think Rocket League people are necessarily, I'm not saying it's exclusive, but I don't think they're necessarily car people.
Okay. So fair, but they're going to grow up at some point. They'll be 16 soon. Right? And someday they'll have enough money for a car. And then they'll be like looking at them and be like, you know what? Gen G, my favorite team from way back when, Gen G Mobile One.
That's no, it. Listen, they're gonna see it. Wow, we're terrible ambassadors for this brand.
We're not being sponsored, as you can clearly say.
We are not. Listen, RLCS has never given me a dime. I will not sell out, okay? To these corporate.
We don't give them any awareness. We give them nothing, but we totally nothing. Would if they gave us money.
100% Our souls will be sold. So you're gonna play Rocket League, which is a 5-minute game of extreme tempo and reaction, and that will naturally transition into you watching cars go in a circle 400 times.
Yeah,
natural progression.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not think that would happen?
I like how the cars go. Honestly, cars did more for NASCAR than I think Rocket League. So that's the tie. It's actually the cars like
it is
able to get in. The NASCAR's like, you know what?
When Lightning McQueen was a car, when that was introduced, NASCAR was like, hey, there's a through line here. We can make this work.
Maybe the kids just aren't the same, you know, though. Has a kid that has grown up, like born after 2010, watch cars? The answer is probably, but I don't know.
I believe that there are still 5-year-olds in their Lightning McQueen beds and also 27-year-olds in their Lightning McQueen beds. That's what that is the universal truth of modern society. Everyone just dreams of being in the Lightning McQueen bed.
I knew I shouldn't have let anime become mainstream. I gotta go back. What have I done?
I can't believe you've done this personally.
I am at least a 0.05%. The same amount that Genghis Khan has blood relations with almost everybody on the planet. Amount of effect on the esports scene.
With an error bar of 1%.
Don't you do this to me. I would like to say that I'm... That is like a significant percentage to say without having any Noir right. Like that is that is a pretty ridiculous statement I just made.
Yeah.
But I would say probably outside of the podcast, the esports team, like through happenstance, I have led another generation to having esports teams at a like a college university.
That is true.
That has grown more significantly than our podcast has.
That is also true.
So like growth and I helped with the one at my previous university. Like I inadvertently have done a lot. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you done anything in the high schools that you've been in, or have you not spent enough time there? For those who
I have related to people who play Fortnite. I had a conversation the other day. Sorry, side note. A conversation the other day about you didn't play Fortnite in the glory days? I'm like, listen, I played Call of Duty and Halo in the glory days. So
listen, I can still flex on these kids and say that I played beta Fortnite when it was still a zombie shooter and a survival game.
It's so different. I mean, it is and it isn't, right? Like I think it's such a weird thing. Anyway, my point is I take it all back. I brought brain rot the whole concept.
That's you.
I am the reason, okay? Yeah, that's just you. I'll take full responsibility. It is I myself that has done this.
And now you have to deal with it. So you know what? Live with the consequences of your actions. That's what all I'm hearing with this.
If only I could have made Artifact successful. Like I feel like maybe we'd have a more mature mainstream esports audience. Okay, but here we are.
Nah, now we got deadlock. Why didn't we make a deadlock party?
When did deadlock come out?
Like a couple weeks ago. It's still in alpha, or it's still in beta at the very least, open or closed beta still. People are talking about it.
Don't give me an idea. You know what I just felt like we'll actually get to the preview in a second, okay? But we're gone. We're so far gone now, we're gonna keep going. I don't know if you watched the Dragon's Den episode.
Oh, this is deep. Okay, yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, but continue.
There's like the investor that like presents this great idea, and the dragons are like, so like, why aren't you gonna do it? Do you know what the answer the investor had? The guy that came, like, sorry, not the investor, the guy who pitched it, right?
The inventor, yep, the pitch, yep.
The inventor, he's like, he had several previous successful companies, and he's like, here's this idea. He's like, it's a great idea, and I just don't have it in me to make another company. Now, in the show, it was like, I'm like 80 years old, and I don't have 20 years of my life to dedicate to doing this. Like, I have other things. I want to enjoy the rest of my time, right? But I had that guttural react. Like, that was what went into my mind when, like that's when you said deadlock, and I said, don't give me another idea. The tone and what went through my mind was like, I don't have it in me to do what I did 5 or 6 almost years ago and start a video game specific podcast from scratch, trying to catch on to quote unquote the trend. You know what I mean? Like, I've already struggled the first like 2 or 3 years of this podcast with how on the trend I wanted to be. This shows how different I am from the beginning of the podcast. There's not a shred of me that was like, oh yeah, this is a great idea.
I'm so proud of you. The amount of growth that I see today compared to like, you know, last year even. I'm so proud of you.
What did I do last year? Was last year would I have hopped on this?
No. No, you wouldn't. Nope.
Listen, I'm very aware that, like, I think we're going to do the anime podcast for a while. I think the ASAP and Friends has been a lot of fun, at least for us. you can ask our patrons what they think, but it's been fun for us. That's what's important. And then we have, is that really the, yeah, those are, and then the Rocket League we've been continuing on, and having it a month has felt fresh. It's felt fun.
Once again, at least like, for us.
I think for our listeners too. I think the quality of every episode is better, right? Having one out of 4 weeks instead of like you'll get one or two that are just like, oh, we're just trying to get through it, you know. So I definitely much prefer the format. But like the whole goal of last year, like kind of 5-year anniversary, that was like a big deal, you know what I mean? Like I think like 5 years is a big like, okay, we're gonna either push now or it's time to like slow down a bit. And I think it was a good like, I'd like to keep this in my life but maintain a balance, right? And something I can actually like, success now to me is persistence and continuing on with the idea as opposed to necessarily growing and becoming that much big.
It's certainly not the shooter MOBA, like the third person shooter Dota / League podcast. You don't want that?
You're telling me this is a third person shooter?
It's like Overwatch and League.
This
and
is my problem. So like 100% I'm down to play this game.
Okay, good. Good. I was so worried.
And not talk about it.
Perfect. Yeah, perfect.
And that's never a normal mention human it.
Reaction. I'm so
you'll
proud.
Get a pre-show, maybe, or maybe an ASAP and friends.
But if we really like it.
Okay, I have a whole other spiel I can go on, but
I think we need to talk about RLCS.
We do have to talk about Rocket League. This kind of derailed here. I hope you enjoyed that, though. I think the first derail was fine because it was funny, but now I'm getting existential with myself, so we have to bring it back here. And to find, it's like, which of these teams, all right, which of these 16 teams are going to be existential about their chances of actually making it through the group stages, and that's what we're going to talk about. do you like the pause I gave you there to see if you'd react, and then you didn't react? Perfect. And I've said it, so it's become meta, and now we're doing the meta thing, and then we can get off track again, but I'm gonna bring it back. We're not going to. Wait a second.
Yes, what did you just figure out?
We promised something.
Wait, did we?
Okay, well, I'll get back to it. Okay, so just keep that, you know, foreshadowing for later. All good. Gentlemates, Alpine, Team BDS, Team Vitality, Karmic Core, G2 Stride, or GT. I'm not going to name other names. What are we doing? Gen G, Space Station, OG, Power, Pioneers, Furia, Team Secret, Team Falcons, Oxygen Esports, Gaming Gladiators, and Limitless. Those are your 16 different teams that are coming out from the different regions. Okay. We're going to start with this. What region, Wabs, do you think is the strongest out of all these?
There is a very distinctively clear answer, and it's for not the reason that you think. It's very obviously Europe, like unquestionably so. And
Europa,
the reason,
baby.
Yeah. And the reason is that they have 5 teams. Where everyone else has 4-2-2-1-1-1.
Wow, so this is probably like what we should have started with. So do you want to explain what's happened?
Yep, this is why I did this.
Wow, Wabs is better at this than I am at this point. So actually, sorry, I said I quit. If Wabs was ever better...
That's still never going to happen. I might have some transitions in me, but that's it. So the thing that we need to preface this entire tournament with is the elephant in the room that's breathing oxygen that shouldn't be here. It's somehow alive. It's Oxygen Esports. And it's not anything else, meaning anything the team from Mina.
Okay.
Who should be here?
You're hurting my brain, Wabs. I heard 3 or 4 double... That was wild. Okay, keep going.
I'm doing great right now. So, the team that should have qualified from MENA, because MENA deserves and originally had those two places in the RLCS finals, through their point rankings, I think, was Falcons, who is currently on the list and was currently named, and Anything, the other team that qualified, the team number 2 from MENA. Instead of that second team, we have Oxygen. So, let's talk about... a little bit about what is going on here before we make our insane statements about what we want to say. And by we, I mean you.
What am I about to say?
Well, we're not going to have immediate gut jerk reactions on this. We're a very reasonable podcast that takes things not in stride, but with facts and logic.
Okay, so hit us with facts and logic.
Very clearly from the rest of this episode. So what has happened, and actually I have to say I like this, I don't like that there isn't another like meta team. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start off with that. I think that they deserve the spot. They should have it. And it really sucks that they're not here. But, you know, literally politics and, you know, trying to work in different countries being what it is, that just wasn't a possibility. They went through all of the top eight teams from MENA. And by they, I mean...
Wait, hold on. But okay, hey, we didn't... Did you clarify as to why...
Oh, no, I can talk about this.
Let's start with that before we get into how they chose it's going to be a European team for the fifth team.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping me in track here. So do you know who it was that couldn't? Are we even aware of who it was?
Are you saying essentially one of the players didn't have a visa? Was that?
Yes.
Is that? Okay.
I can't remember who it was that didn't have the visa. But one of them wasn't able to get it in time. They weren't able to go, and it was just, it was chalked. Like, that's it. They couldn't come because it was over. They would have had two players, and it would have been done. It's like, you can't play with that. They didn't have an additional substitute or a way to get someone else. It was just through, you know, general discussions, through a lot of other things. They were unable to come. That was it. That's a fact. Just, they tried. They were given a decent amount of time. And I'm sure they were given as much, I haven't seen any news to the contrary, given as much help as they could have possibly had, but visas being what they are, you're not always going to get them. They're not always going to be easy. They're not always going to be quick. And that's it. Realities of the world, as unfortunate as it is, especially making a world, like a worldwide, tournament. So this is why anything couldn't come. And Psyonix's initial reaction was to keep that spot for the MENA region. The MENA region earned it. They got it through points. That was it. That's what should have happened. And so Psyonix was going to stick to this, except for the fact that after going through all other of the top eight teams in order, none of them would have been able to make it to Fort Worth. Not a single one of them would have been able to make it. Likely, again, this hasn't been stated from what I've seen, but I would assume that it's just because that's a last minute visa. It's not going to happen. Like, it's not just a traveler's visa, which I would assume some of them might have had. Mm-hmm. That would be a working visa, and they might be different for competition, but either way, that would be a different thing that they would have to apply for, have to be approved on. It wouldn't happen. It's over. That's a fact. Unfortunate as it is, world we live in, that's why we do not have a second team for MENA. There literally was not one. There just wasn't. So instead of that, I guess the other option would be to scrap together a team from however many people might have gotten it, or give it to the next highest ranked team in the world. And the next highest ranked team in the world, was it next highest ranked team, or was it the next highest ranked spot? I think it was the next highest ranked spot, because regions qualified for team for the number of teams, and then the teams qualified for those spots. So I think it was the next highest ranked spot region to get that additional spot, which was Europe, and the team that was just below the prior minimum, the fifth place team in Europe, was Oxygen. And that's why Oxygen's here. There were literally no options for MENA, and so Oxygen snuck their way in. And that's how we're here.
Yeah, I think that's a great explanation. I don't think we have to really add too much. Like, it's kind of the roll of the die. The question is, like, the first question that pops into my brain, would team number, North America 5, for instance, would we even consider that team to be, what's the word? Like in contention with them, or no?
Yes. The way that they did it, and this is why it's important, it's not the teams that get the spot. It's the regions. So Europe would have, I can try and find the numbers, but I don't, like, that's going to be hard. Europe likely had more points, and according to their things, they did have more points as a region than than North America, which, if you remember anything about the prior majors and the prior just tournaments overall, is unsurprising. Europe has been a very dominant force.
Europe, like, whether you like it or not, the last year of our sales has been Europe, like EU, yeah, better than NA. There's no real...
It's Europe and G2. Like, G2 was very much the backpack, like, that's who...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But was, they were backpacking North America, they were the final hope, and when it comes down to overall points for a region, you don't need a single team, you need as many as possible. And there's four French teams who have consistently made top four. Semi-consistently. We're not gonna...
They could just make it France, honestly.
Yep. So, yeah, that's why I went to Oxygen. And then Oxygen had the highest points in, or fifth highest points in Europe.
Beautiful.
Good. That now we can start now talking can start. About the tournament.
Okay, I think we should really, so two playoffs. How many teams are making? Is the eight
teams
making it through Swiss? Mm-hmm. So I think what we really should talk about, I'm going to look at the Swiss stage here, is what eight teams do we think are actually going to do it? Okay. I think that's the play, and then our top three. On our like revisiting like posts, we can talk about. Like the teams, like surprise, like we can re-talk about the Swiss stages and kind of actually go through maybe some of the teams that didn't make it. Mm-hmm. But I think for now, this would be a good start. Okay, I'll say this. Mm-hmm. Other than Team Falcons, mm-hmm, for the teams that are not from NA or EU, what other team do you think could make it through?
Furia.
Okay, so are we espousing, uh-huh, the possibility that it's going to be Furia, Team Falcons, and then 3NA, 3EU?
No.
Is that... No? Ooh. So 4 EU? 4 EU, 2NA, Furia, Falcons?
This is where my internal debate is happening, because I think that's possible. But I think it might be equally as likely that it's 5 EU, 1 NA as it is 3 NA, 3 EU. Like, Space Station has definitely been on the up and up, and Gen G has arguably been shaky. We'll see their performance on the days. But we have our four French teams. Carmine Core probably is, like, we have our four French teams. That's kind of all I have to say. Carmine Core hasn't really been that present in the most recent stuff. But, you know, I think there's some cope going on, some hopium that they can come back from their prior major miss, literally not qualifying for the major two, and return back to their former glory of the beginning of the season. Beginning of the year, that's a strong possibility. I want to see that happen, because having such, like, it's a common thing within Rocket League for a team to have such a strong start and then immediately fall off a cliff and, mm-hmm, kind of just like not really do anything for the rest of the year. So I want that return to come, but I also like all of the other French teams. But I really want Space Station to do well, and I think they have a less likely chance than Gen G.
Interesting. And this, yeah, is why Gen G feels like it has a little bit of that secret sauce, you know?
Right. Like, I want them to have it.
Tournament, Gen G, there's something about that.
There really is. And, like, you know, the last major was very, very worldwide. It was about as worldwide as it gets. We had, you know, the top eight that we're probably going to be saying soon. 3NA, 3 Europe, 1, 2, 3 Europe, and then Furia Falcons. That was what it was. That was a great tournament. I kind of want to see that happen again. But I don't know if I can expect that necessarily.
I think that makes sense. I think there's also that we have to talk a little bit about the gap between the tournaments and like True. No, like little or to no like official play. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that will lead to some weird results, or it'll go to the mean. And the teams that you expect to go through will go through. So it's kind of what happens. I mean, I don't think it's going to be like a slightly unexpected thing. I think it's going to be either one way or the other. So we'll see what happens there. I think from that, so we've kind of talked about it a little bit here. I think we can safely talk then about the possibility. Okay, what three teams? What are our top threes in this? Our predictions and the winners. Yes, we're gonna do that now. Good luck.
Before we do that, do you want to commit to a top eight?
Do I want to commit to a top eight?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to commit to a top eight?
If you do, I will as well.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, I'm a fan. Okay, top eight. Ready? You ready for it? Team Falcons. I have, like, for some reason, like with Team Falcons, I don't second guess them now.
They're not for some reason. That's justified.
No. What I'm saying, no, like let me rephrase that. There is not a world where I don't put them in the top eight.
I see. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say. Team BDS for sure. Okay, gentle mates.
Okay. I got three.
You keep count of who I choose as we go through this. Okay. Genji.
Okay.
It's for Karmine Core.
Okay.
G2. So I'm six now?
Six.
I don't know about Vitality.
Really?
Okay,
I'd love that call. Okay.
Yeah, let's switch it here a bit. Let's do OG.
Okay, big.
And let's do Fury.
Napstack's coming on, and then Fury's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Okay.
What you gonna do?
Okay. No, I like it. I like it. I like that. That's making me think a little bit, because I'm looking at OG and I'm like, they got the Knapsack, they got Calm, and they got Nolly. That's a strong team.
I like their team a lot.
It's such a good team.
It's such a fresh team too.
Oh, it is.
I'm They're so all used old to heads. But Nolly, Calm.
They're all old heads. But it's such a good team.
Okay, your top eight. Go for it.
Okay. Falcons, Mates, Furia for sure.
Falcons, Mates, for Furia for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, unquestionably. I think that BDS... So you said this, and I was going to talk about this, but I'm not going... I decided to wait until I said it. I think that BDS at this point is a long shot. But I also think that Monkey Moon on land is a different beast, and specifically Monkey Moon on Worlds land. So I do want to put him in this. So that's four right now. G2 is clearly in. They're kind of favored for winning, arguably. I think that Vitality either goes first or like seven, or not seven, first or 10. I could see them getting a really unlucky bracket and like losing to a space station, right? I think that's a possibility. That being said, I'm going to put space station over Vitality because I think that could actually happen. And then I'm not going to put them in because they might choke. unironically, I think they might choke. What am I at? One, two, three, four... Five, six. Am I only at six?
Yes.
Okay.
I definitely didn't count as well as you did, just so we're clear.
Falcon's Furia G2 mates BDS Space Station.
Okay.
And then... I guess I have to put... Oh, do I want oxygen in here? No. I do want oxygen in here. But they're not going to be, so I'm not going to say it. However, I also know that OG is not going to be in there, but I really want them in there, so I'm going to say it. And then Karmine Core.
Interesting.
So Karmine Core, OG. Karmine Core...
Is Karmine Core the team you're cheering for, pretty much? Oh.
No. Okay, any true Wabs fans knows who I'm cheering for.
Wabs. You and your fans.
They know who I'm a fan of since day one.
Yeah, we're good. No, I don't need to hear it. Thank you. Thank you. Those who know who they know.
And those who don't, you'll hear it in 5 minutes.
Is Lazier Wabs fans? Tune in next time. Tune up to the post show where we discuss if I will say who I think it is and we'll see if I'm right. Sorry. What was I going to say? I want top to, three. Okay. Okay. We're top three and winner in one go. And then we have something very special to do to end this podcast on.
Oh, thank God. I think I know what it is. Yep.
I think you know what it is by now. I've given you enough time and foreshadowing to try to figure it out. Okay. So top three, Team Falcons. Mm-hmm. I'm there. This G2 team is so different. Like, it's really hard. My brain, as soon as I see G2, I think of like past G2, and it's not past G2, and it's really bugging me.
It's really not past G2. Also, I'm gonna say do top four because there is no third.
Oh, okay. We can do top four. That's fine. Yeah. Top four and then winner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay. That actually makes it easier for me. Team Falcons. I'm gonna say G2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll say. Oh my goodness, Gentlemates.
Uh huh.
Gen G.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know. I'm such an NA fanboy.
You are an NA fanboy. I'm saying, do you want winner right now or should I go? Because I got a quick answer.
Yeah, you go. That's fine.
Okay, it's the land two run back. We Mr. Worldwide out here. Furia G2 Falcons Gentlemates, easy every day.
Okay.
Fun question.
Furia G2 Falcons. What was the one I missed?
Mates. Gentlemates.
Yep. Gentlemates. Okay. That's not too far.
We're running back the last major.
Wow, that almost makes sense.
Uh-huh. We're running it back, but we're changing the answer.
Beautiful. I like it. We're good. I think we've discovered everything we need to. Mm-hmm. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then top, who's winning it?
Gentlemates. That's the difference. The finals will actually be Falcons in top, Gentlemates in the bottom. It'll be the true final that we all wanted, that we literally saw in the semis. It'll happen in the grand finals. It'll be incredible. And then it's going to be game seven. It's going to be overtime. And it's going to be my boy Itachi that gets that final goal. That's it. That's all I want. It's such an easy thing to happen. Like, why do the Rocket League writers hate me? Just let that happen for once, please. Give it to me. I don't care about everyone else. Give it to me.
Okay, should I say it?
Yep.
I think G2 is taking the whole thing.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, no fair.
I don't want to... Well, I do. You know what? I think it's G2's time.
Okay.
They won the last one, so...
I really thought you were going to say Falcons.
It's funny that you say that. Because all my deliberation was literally that.
Uh-huh. I know it was.
Should I say Falcons? I'm not going to say Falcons because Falcons are, guess what, the new G2. End the podcast there. Second place team. That's the reputation now. Okay.
Even though they won the last one, but all right. Did they? Oh, I know it was G2. You're right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Waps,
come on. Wrong. Get on I'm the wrong. Game. I'm wrong.
Listen, I'm allowed to be wrong. You're not allowed to.
I'm also not allowed to make transitions, so.
You're definitely allowed to make transitions. You have whatever that transition pun double entendre thing was. It, my brain is still not recovered. I just want
good.
You to know.
Good. So we doing the thing that everybody's really here for?
Have you figured it out?
If there's only one option, it's our yearly tradition.
I just don't like. Okay, so here's my problem with doing this right now is. What's the format? Do we just rank 16 to 1? Or is it a
full bracket? I don't think we have time for a full bracket.
I don't think we do. I think if we go, yeah, if we do it this way, it will work. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, 16 to 1. So we're going to rank according to logo, fantasy story. Main character energy.
Mm-hmm. Half of these teams are the same anyway. You know how these interactions happen.
And okay, so this is how the bracket's going to work. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be, I start with one team. We're going to go from the bottom team here. Mm-hmm. And this is agreed upon. So I'll tell my story, but you get to interpret or change my mind however you feel.
Okay.
I'm the DM, you're the player. Okay, we're good. And so we'll just go right to left from the bottom row. They face off and either they stay in or they get out.
Okay. We're doing I think this will be. What is it? It's not an Iron Man. It's the 100 man challenge. Yeah.
It's a gauntlet. There you go. Okay. So very first, Sub-Saharan Africa, Limitless. This Infinity logo against Gladiators. Actually, Webb, I want to get your take before I say anything on this one. Uh-huh. What's your take? Who's taking this in a real fight?
Okay, these are both incredible. I love both of their avatars.
Well, I like this because I feel like Wabs, you're gonna give it a little more credit on like sheer design choice.
That's all I'm going by here.
Oh, okay,
just design, maybe a little bit of the storyline. We can bring that up when we get.
We'll make the storyline as we go, and sometimes the design choice is the story.
It is. So Limitless, just so good. It's just an infinity. I love it. That's all I need. All I need is a sideways 8, and I'm happy. That's just a fact about me. If you want to make me happy, just give me a sideways 8. But that being said, if you look at Gaming Gladiators logo, that is a perfect helmet. Encapsulated and made out of two perfect G's. Both recognizable. Half of the time I see the G's, half of the time I see the helmet. They're both equally represented. They're both equally important. They're both in the name. Oh my god, this is one of the best logos that Rocket League has ever had, and I think gaming has ever been graced with.
Okay, so I need to tell you something.
Starting here is insane. Yes.
I did have an idea of where I wanted to take the story. Mm-hmm. But you have convinced me.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, I would like to say that Sub-Saharan Africa, you got Infinity, the consummate Infinity. So originally, listen, Infinity descends upon the Gladiators. Okay. Mm-hmm. And just the sheer idea of thinking about it, they might go crazy. They might go insane. It's too overwhelming. It's too overwhelming. Okay. However, there's this thing when we try to achieve anything in life where we strive for perfection.
I know where you're going with this.
I love that you know where we're going with this. And so usually when you strive, this is what they call a callback. So usually when you strive for that kind of perfection in life, all right, it doesn't happen. Your goal is to be, what did I say earlier in the Our Week in Rock League or whatever? Our goal is to be, is to aim for perfection and be happy just for that noble aim. Mm-hmm. However, Gaming Gladiators have achieved the impossible, achieved the thing that you should continuously strive to, but never quite make to, almost like a limit, almost like infinity.
Has been
and they've
surpassed.
Actually reached it. They surpassed it. It's a perfect logo. And so You know what the gladiators do when the Consummate Infinity hits them in the forehead? They smash their head into a wall and break right through that invisible mathematical barrier.
Asymptotes, I think not.
I think not. Okay, so Game of Gladiators making it through round one here. Mm-hmm. Jeez. Okay, and then they're faced with what I like to call a healing vortex is my best description of this. Listen, Game of Gladiators, they get healed up after that fight.
One of the hardest challenges immediately. They face Limitless.
Okay, I got very confused. Continue. Yeah, I'm back on the board here.
They're fighting Infinity. They overcome it. They surpass all possible barriers. They are truly limitless. They're beyond it. They've smashed through that wall, and that was the only way they could do it. To physically smash through the wall, and now they're hurt. Now they're struggling. One of the hardest battles they've ever had. They need that healing factor. They need a little bit of a breath of fresh air. They need that first aid kit. And they take it. It's given to them right away.
That was nice and simple.
Right. So now they go into this next fight, full health.
Lucky them. So yeah, perfect. And then okay. Now we're fighting some falcons. Now here's the tough one: gladiators, falcons. I feel like these are complementary.
Yep. This happened last year as well.
This is the never ending battle that just keeps giving. So the question from this predicament is like, are these helmets actually that good? Like, can the Falcon peck through them, hit you in the face?
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I think not. I think gladiators actually make it through.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Do you remember what happened last year?
I had no idea. What was my explanation last? I don't think it was last year because I think we did one before the second major.
This was the original storyline that we made. This was the original anime story.
Where go for Falcons, it. Tell me what I forget.
Falcons was one of their final opponents because the Falcons logo is just incredible and it's a bird, right? Mm-hmm. Those two things going together, they're going to make it their way through the bracket when we did the whole thing. But Gaming Gladiators, after surpassing their limits, going through Infinity and healing up, at this point, they can only redo what they've done in the past and then do it even better. What they did in the past was not beat their opponents, but subsume them, join them. The Falcons rode with the Gladiators on their shoulder as an additional weapon and friend, a compatriot, a companion to continue through the bracket. They don't just defeat their opponents. They overcome them. That's what they learned in that first battle with Limitless. So now the Gleam Gladiators have gained a Falcon.
Oh, so we're continuing? That's what you're telling me?
They're continuing.
That's friends, what happened listen, last year, listen, the say. Friends we made along the way.
Yeah, are the Falcons.
Now. Actually, okay, perfect. This actually works really well for what I'm about to do. So, with that in mind, okay, a secret suddenly spreads in the camps of the Falcons and the Gladiators who are journeying together that might cause some tension, might cause some uproar.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to leave it up to Wabs here. Do you believe that the Falcons, like a terrible soap opera or TV show where there is a problem where there really shouldn't be one, do you believe that they're able to overcome the rumors and actually figure out what's going on?
I feel like the Falcons are a very swoopy, very S-based shield. And I think that the secret, very swoopy, very circular, very S-based logo, I think they're too similar. The secrets meld into the Falcons, and I don't think that they can see that. I think they succumb. I think they lose this fight.
Interesting.
Now what happens when the Falcons betray?
Falcons betray. So the Falcons peck out the eyes of the Gaming Gladiators viciously. There's clouds in the sky. They are actually, so what remains physically is the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
but Team Secret is now in possession of them.
Yeah. It's not Game and Gladiators and the Falcons moving together.
It is Falcons and the Parasite Team Secret.
Yep. Yep.
Do you remember when we first did this with Combo?
Throwbacks. Good time.
Okay, Furia, the like cat-like beasts.
It's a panther team. But yes.
Panther that they are. I feel like it's a noble enough beast that they see the evil within the Falcons and they're able to overcome it and absolutely trash the Falcons.
Okay. I can take that. They sustain a couple cuts, some pecks to the eyes, but they're used to fighting birds.
Now
they're of the trees.
They're of the trees. Okay. We're gonna keep it going. We gotta keep the flow going here. Mm-hmm. Panthers versus Pioneers. Are we going horses or are we going Pioneers? This is what you gotta tell me. What did I do last time here?
I think last time it was probably horses, but I'm down for the Pioneers. Let's go with the name this time.
The Pioneers domesticate animals.
They sure do.
Now there are Pioneers. It's actually just a panther riding a horse. Like, that is the team now. And they're moving forward.
Yes, I agree with this fully and wholeheartedly.
Hey, perfect. That team goes up against power, and guess what? The horsepower and the cat power in this beast, okay? Listen, it's actually strengthened. The what ends up happening is an exponential of 10, like an amount 10, degree 10 happens. And that is actually sorry, I don't even know how to
they say are this. Increased by orders of magnitude.
Yes.
Okay, I'm okay with this.
You're okay with this? You're good with this? Yeah. We can keep going? Yeah. Keep going with it?
We have a lot of murders happening in this one, but yes.
Listen, it is a battle, okay? There's no pretense of a fake whatever, you know? It's just, this is where we're at.
Yeah.
Wait,
before we continue, because the Panthers came into this battle riding horses, and then those horses gained horsepower, are the Panthers now driving cars, and is that car just a Jaguar?
So Furia is currently a Panther in the Age of Empires 2 cheat code, which allows you to have cars that shoot bullets.
Yeah, I can take this. I like that.
And the car itself is the horse.
Yeah.
Like it's called Pioneers. Yeah. The car is branded Pioneers.
Yeah.
And they face up against the original, the OG. It's actually just, it's like two bulls that are fighting each other and they don't really know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might think, this should be like a very easy walk in the park for machine gun cars that are overpowered.
You would think so.
But what ends up happening is actually the lead. So we're going to establish a new plot point here. Furia in their power car, whatever Panther thing, the lead car, like the lead Panther, if the leader dies, the whole pack dies. Okay.
Okay.
So this was the drawback. In order to be like an effective author, you have to make sure that when you give super like extreme powers, there has to be some kind of way to have them kind of, you know, not happen again. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with that in mind, essentially the drawback is, okay, if the leader dies, they're done. Okay. And so the two bulls are actually so like their battle is so fierce and they circle around and there's like a chance that they might squish the leader. But the leader just in time, comes back to the keyboard and hits the button to move a little bit and they hit into each other. And
they're actually just playing Age of Empires. Yep.
Yeah. They're actually playing Age of Empires. Yep. And then they're good. So the bulls hit into each other and they take it out and the OG is no more.
Okay. But it was close. It was
more close than it really should have. It's like, it's like when you introduce like a terrible, villain in like a weekly villain and you're like, there really shouldn't be parody here, but there is, you know, like that's kind of what happened here.
Yeah.
Space station. They just don't show up. They're either in space or underwater, considering their logo. And they
They may or may not, as of currently happening things on an Evergreen podcast, be trapped in space for 70 more days-ish.
They are in space, and they have not found a way down. Okay?
Yeah.
Then Genji Racing is up against the machine gun cars. and so you have a full, like, cars or like... it's a Trackmania track, actually, and there's just a machine gun panther chasing these cars. Okay,
yeah, they hop onto the track from the distance, and then now they're part of the race, and the announcers are going crazy.
It's my favorite reference. It's actually the Hot Wheels Wheel of Power, the greatest movie ever made. Wait, what is it? No, Hot Wheels movie 2000 world. It actually is Wheel of Power. No, it's World Race. Okay, Hot Wheels World Race. I think. Yes, yes. So okay. Okay, so this is what happens. All right. This is so niche. Okay, so at the before the machine gun car appears with the Panther, at the very end of, sorry, at the very end of this lap, there's a what's it called? A half pipe. All right.
Of course.
And so the original character, like, was a skateboarder, and he knows that, like, if you get momentum on this half pipe, you can actually, like, go up it, because, like, no one's ever gone up it. And that's what happens in the original Hot Wheels movie. But what happens for this particular case is actually Genji fails to go up that ramp.
No.
Because of the fact that the Panthers and the Pioneers have the horsepower, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bonus.
Mm-hmm.
They actually fly up into space.
Oh, so then they crash into space station, who was missed.
We don't know what happens to them.
Okay.
But the shard. The current person that is leading this universe of these battles happening declares Genji the winner of the race.
Oh, okay, understandable.
Now we're keeping going with Genji. Yeah. Okay, it's completely understandable.
Yeah.
And so, but as they finish the finish line here, there's just a pack of wild samurai that start chasing them.
Yeah.
And as they're chasing them, guess what? Genji is out of, like, they ran out of gas. That race was too much. They ran out of gas.
They didn't plan for additional gas. They were trying to be perfect, have no extra weight, minimal gas. And so they ran.
However, they do have some nitrous.
No way, is nitrous on this team? No, okay. I thought nitrous might have been on the team.
Listen, that would be way too much of a take from me.
I thought you were going deep.
And then they use that nitrous to get to the half pipe that was part of the track. So they're up on the half pipe, and they're like, there's a bunch of samurai in the middle of the half pipe. What do we do?
Mm-hmm.
And then the skateboarder is like, "God, Asad, dude. Bro, I got the perfect plan." Okay. And so they're like, what if we do that thing where we do it like it's a skateboard? Okay. Like in the movie, like in the 2003 Hot Wheels World Race movie.
Of course. Because everyone knows this.
Everyone knows there's a pack of samurai in the middle. Yes. And this is not just a niche reference that has, like, a lot of nostalgic feel and relevance to
it. It couldn't possibly.
Maybe it's not 2000. It might be like 2001. Best CGI, best fighting, everything. Best everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oscars nominated. Greatest movie ever made. And so the car, the Genji Mobile 1, you know, stickered all over their car goes to do this thing without any gas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the samurais move out of the way, and as the car slowly goes back and forth, the samurais stab through the glass pane. Actually, no, they managed to break the window and then just stab and kill the racer to death.
The plan was it was perfect. It was flawless. But they forgot that it was samurai.
It was a samurai. The samurai was smart. Listen, okay?
Yeah.
Karmi and Kor show up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually just a...
Why though?
Like, they're a superhero megacorp with a logo like this.
Yep.
And they actually say, "Hey, listen, like, samurai, you guys are pretty cool. Maybe you guys can fight crime with us in the galaxy."
Didn't samurai tend to be mercenaries and swords for hire anyway?
But there you go. All making the plan of plan. However, before Karmic Core succeeds in this, Team Vitality shows up as bees.
Bees this time. Okay, yep.
What were they last on? Hornets?
Scarabs.
Scarabs?
I like bees or hornets. Make your choice.
Bees. Hornets. Okay.
The hornets.
And stab all the samurai.
No,
and the Karmic Core representative is just Superman, but like the non-copyrighted Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I guess this was the recruits we couldn't have. And then he blasts off and runs away.
Okay. So they feared off the Karmic Core Superman. And killed all of the G2 samurai.
Yes, G2 samurai done. Okay.
Because they're all like bee stings.
Now, Team BDS, it's just a sign on the ground wait, did I say Hornets or Bees? Whatever it is.
Hornets
see, and they just kind of get confused.
Mm-hmm. Understandably, of course.
And so they start going up a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get to that hill, they realize that it's actually Gentlemates is hill. Like, there's just a bunch of chill guys sitting on top of a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hornets die in the cold.
Literally cold.
And the Gentlemates, who are on this hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
They start ascending. Because if you don't see, there's kind of like stars here, right?
That's a way to say it, yep.
On the Gentlemates thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And so they actually physically like ascend into another plane of existence. And they are being brought up divinely.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's actually not another plane of existence. They're actually just hitting a space station that's above them.
And the real secret that happens after all of this, when everyone has lost at this point, because...
No, hold on. You have not listened. Listen. Okay. So for those who have been keeping track of the story, the Gentlemates have ascended into the space station where Space Station Gaming is hosted. All right. And the Furia Pioneers Power Group that flew off into space crashes into that space station.
Yeah.
I want you to take it from here, Raps.
Okay. And the final secret of all of this is that while they're drifting through space, completely lost, the divinity of the Gentlemates' assumption wasn't quite as peaceful as you might have expected.
Oh, okay.
Because if you'll notice, those aren't just stars. Those are the exact same symbol as the third impact symbol from Neon Genesis Evangelion. So what ends up happening is kind of worst case scenario for everybody. This is real bad for everybody. If you want to find out, have fun reading Neon Genesis Evangelion lore. I wish you luck.
Go watch that 20-minute YouTube video that goes over everything.
20 minutes.
Nah, that's all you need. You're good. So that's happening. Uh-huh. And can you in two sentences explain how that's relevant to all the people that are currently part of it and how it's bad?
That's for everybody else in the world. The winners are those six-ish teams, five, that are drifting off through space in a leisurely spot, thinking that they've been lost forever, but not knowing that they're actually living the better life because they've escaped the third impact. They were the winners, but it's just as depressing as the show.
And so we end on this RLCS preview. It shall be Fury Esports, Pioneers, Power, Space Station Gaming,
and Gentlemates Alpine.
Gentlemates Alpine and Karmic Core stuck together through necessity.
Yeah.
And riding off through the edges of space into nothingness until their time has come.
Beautiful.
We'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.